Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, good morning. Good morning. I'm excited about being here to be able to encourage you. We all are. And it is amazing. I can see the stirring, stirring of hope. I can see the stirring of hope that people are going to begin to wake up and they're going to rise to the occasion that God has called his church to be victorious. You know, he says the whole purpose of the church. If you're wondering what your purpose is, you know, a lot of people said in the 60s, you know, I'm trying to find myself. I'm gonna go west and try to find myself. I'm going to go to Woodstock and try to find myself. And it's like, if you looked in the mirror, you'd know where you're at, you know, right?
Yeah, right.
But, what is my purpose? You know, and he says, this is the church's purpose. You know, once you had a purpose when you were in the world, but when you gave your life to God, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord, which is like your governor, I mean, he is the Lord, the ruler of your life, that your purpose became this. The Father God, the creator of the universe, wants to make his manifold wisdom known to the heavenly realm, which is the very thing that we wrestle against. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, spiritual wickedness, and evil spirits in the heavenly realm. But he's blessed us, he goes on to say, in Ephesians chapter 1, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. There's only one key ingredient we have to be able to battle in this realm that we're called to be able to battle in.
Right.
It's called faith. It's called faith, confidence, surety, and certainty.
All right.
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming against the armies of God? He was one man. David was one man with a slingshot and five rocks. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And they tried to put tradition on him. They tried to put something on him so that he could actually fight like they fought. And he's, you know, I know what he's probably thinking. He's like, well, it's not working for you. You know, if you're hiding out behind these rocks, you know, and you know, I don't want to wear what you're wearing if what you're wearing causes you to be afraid.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? If it ain't working for you, don't put it on me. Right. You know what I'm saying? And it's amazing when God begins to do things, he does it with such... So the least likely, the least likely, the fewest, the things that are not, the nullify the things that are, all that wonderful stuff that he tells us as our resume says. And and then you think about David. Can you imagine David? He's going to go to his, he's got his ministry. Now his ministry is like, I kill giants. That's my ministry. I'm a giant killer. wasn't planning on it. I was just carrying some cheese and some bread to my brothers, you know, and I saw them hiding behind the rocks. You know, just because you're hiding behind a rock does not mean you're not my brother. I got a lot of good friends that hide behind rocks. They call it brick and mortar. Anyway, so then with that, we got to get out here and fight. We're about to lose our country. Mm. We're about to lose our country. You know, and the key to the salvation of the country is for the church's salvation, for us to turn back to God.
That's right.
And get right. And that's what I'm talking about. And so here, David gets his... He's got his ministry together right here. He's going to gather all of his stuff. He's got his five rocks and a slingshot, and he goes and tries to find an accountant. You know, can you help me manage my five rocks and my slingshot? And every time somebody sees, you know, his five rocks and a slingshot, they go, you know, I see that you don't have enough to be able to do anything for us. You know, you really don't need anybody to manage this. No, this is actually the ministry. This is what I'm going to do. We're going to free a nation. We're going to free a nation with these five rocks, actually one of them, and these five rocks and with a slingshot. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, why don't you find you someone else? I'm sure there's someone else, you know, other than me, because we're just in this for the money. You know, we're not in this for really freedom of a nation. We're just trying to get some money. Anyway, can you imagine that today? It's just so crazy. He's like, just do what God told you to do.
That's right.
You know, do what God told you to do. Think about it. Joseph did everything right, but he ended up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up in jail. First, he ended up in a pit. Pit stands for preachers in training.
Right.
His brothers threw him there. Nothing like a family reunion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those oh-no meetings. He goes to me, oh-no. And so then he goes into slavery. Mm-hmm. Which is a lesser offense because they were going to kill him.
Right.
It's like somebody says, why are you not complaining about slavery? They were going to kill me. You know what I'm saying? They were going to kill me. And then he goes, of course, all the he gets thrown in jail and all these false accusations and all this different stuff. But eventually things come full circle and God uses him to be able, just like David, to be able to free his people. So God, if you want to be a deliverer, you know, God's looking for somebody who will stand in the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the prerequisite. You have to be the least likely, the weakest.
Check, check.
Okay, you have to be somebody that is not.
Okay. Check.
So you can nullify the things that are. You have to be something somebody that's weak.
Mm-hmm.
Got that.
Weak. Okay. You have to be. You have to be.
Not real smart.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
I'm the perfect candidate.
You're saying because I couldn't remember that I was not smart. I mean, you think about it.
Remember we talked about that?
I know.
Well, not wise.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Wise.
They're not wise to confound the wisdom of the wise. Let's think about that. We got to make this available. We got to make this available to our audience. You got to hear this. You know, it ain't over till God says it's over.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I'm think about it. I mean, we just released this to the VFN family, and I just want to make it available to the VFN TV audience for you guys to hear this. You need to be encouraged because you're hearing a lot of negative reports, and anybody that's held captive by the spirit of the land, you know, they're going to be ruthless and tyrants, and they're going to be fierce. Where God's people are bold, they're going to be fierce. When they talk, you kind of cringe. But when God's people talk, you just kind of you still stand at attention, but it's not a fierce attention. It's like God getting your attention, and it draws you to the Lord and kind of convicts you of your sin. It does convict you of sin. And it's like Elijah and Jezebel. Get out of that.
Yeah.
And so, understand that God is bringing together people. He's bringing. And so in this talk, we got to make this available. Make this available. You can listen to this. You can go to VFN TV and you can watch this. We're going to make this available today to you. It's called It Ain't Over Till God Says It's Over.
That's right.
And realize that, you know, when it looked like it was over in the Garden of Eden, when they ate the forbidden fruit, God made a way to get them out of the garden so they wouldn't eat from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil so that they wouldn't be in the sinful state forever. When it looked like it was all over for mankind, when the flood was coming, God saved for himself a people, Noah and his family, because it wasn't over. When it looked like it was over for David as Saul was chasing him, trying to kill him every 5 seconds, all of a sudden Saul falls on his own sword. When it looked like it was totally over, you know, for Paul over and over and over again, you know, shipwrecked and robbed and all the different things that happened to him. You know, that's when God steps in and does his next best work. When Paul was reaching into the fire, he was actually carried as a prisoner. He's an innocent man. He was carried as a prisoner now to go up here before the king. And the ship wrecks. You know, God gives a word of knowledge to him. They all hang on the ship. It wrecks. It falls apart. He gets on the shore. He reaches into the fire to put some wood on it. And a snake jumps out and bites him. You know, and again, everybody said it's over. They said it's over because... You know, this is a deadly snake, and it looks like justice was served.
Right, you about to die.
And 5 seconds later, when he didn't die, they started saying, he's a god.
Right,
he's a god. It's like, you fickle person, you. It's like, you know, don't listen to men. Never look at yourself or define yourself by the reflection, your reflection in men's eyes. Just get rid of it. You are not who they say you are. You're who God says you are.
That's right.
And they don't even know. They'll change their opinion every 5 seconds based on how it will benefit them. But understand this. It looked like it was over. It looked like it was over when Moses and God's people were stuck between the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army. There was nowhere to go.
Right.
It looked like it was over. And people began to complain, oh, it looks like it's over. It looks like, and all of a sudden, Moses raises his staff and his arms before God, and all of a sudden, the Lord blows so hard upon the Red Sea that it parts the waters, the ocean, and blow dries the ground so hard that it was firm ground that they marched over on firm ground. And then all of a sudden, when the army started following them, the same pathway that God given them, you can't go the same way. If you don't know God, you're not going to survive in the same pathway that God's people survives in, because they started going on the same pathway under this ocean, you know, on this pathway, thinking it was going to work for them like it worked for God's people, and it came down on them.
That's right.
His horse and rider was thrown into the sea. Listen, it's not over till God says it's over. I mean, you think about it. Think about this. That even in the fact that when Satan thought he totally had it mastered, when he took Jesus, the Son of God, and he had him crucified on a cross in public view of everybody, publicly shaming him, beating him, pressing thorns on his head, nailing, piercing his wrists and his feet and piercing his side. And like And then he dies on the cross, and Satan thinks it's over. But you know what? It's not over till God says it's over.
That's right.
This is when God moves. You have to understand, don't throw your hands up and give up. This is time for you to look up and understand if the church will rise up at a time like this, God will show himself mighty, and we'll have a third great awakening in this nation. Don't listen to these people who are held captive by the spirit of this land, who are threatening you, who are tyrants, who are manipulators and controllers, who don't even know this God they profess. Stand up boldly. Of all the things that the disciples asked for, when the enemy, then the government was coming against them, when the religious people were coming against them, in Book of Acts, you can read about it, you know, they didn't say, hey, give us a good attorney. They said, Lord, give us boldness.
Mm-hmm.
Give us boldness. Right. You know, and I never did like that word, wimps. I just didn't like that word. But the truth is, you got to use it. You got to use the word. We can't be spiritual wimps. It is not time. I mean, if we're whining under these perfect conditions, do you imagine what it's going to be like when we're facing the consequences of not standing up and being bold?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not, if you're whining here, can you imagine what it's going to be like where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so it looked like it was over. It looked like it was totally over. Satan had won. Jesus was dead. And they put him in a tomb, and they said, seal that puppy, put guards on it. We don't want ever this thing to ever happen again. It's totally, totally over.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
But God.
But God.
Right.
You got to get this. You got to go to VFN TV. You got to be a free subscriber and just get it. Just get it. You need this right now. This is a now word for you. For you and everybody that's around you and everybody that's going to be around you. You got to hear this. It looks like it's over, but it is so far from over if you look up. They thought it was over, but all of a sudden there became a rumbling.
That's right.
There became a rumbling, and all of a sudden these guards who thought that they had it mastered, and they're going to do, you know, I'm in this whole political clique. I'm in this whole, you know, whatever religious clique or whatever. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to guard this thing and not let it come out anymore. I'm not going to let it happen. And all of a sudden just like an angel shows up, and those guards just like they become like statues, like Lot's wife, you know, like, too much salt. And all of a sudden, they just kind of just go like still. And they're just shocked. You know why they're shocked? Because they found out they were standing for a lie. They found out everything that they were doing in their entire life, they were confronted with the reality that God's angels just showed up to confirm that this one you have behind this rock is not dead. He's not dead. It wasn't over. It wasn't over because this same God that he entrusted himself to, the Father, that he entrusted himself that he could, that he, the judges, justly would take care of him, that even to the point of death, you know, he cried out to God who would save him. And right there at the point when he gave his life, it looked like it was totally over. But guess what? On the third day. Oh, don't you know Satan was upset? Oh, he was upset. No! Who let him out? Who put CPR on him? Who brought him back? I thought you were dead. Right. I thought I had you down. I thought you were down for the last count. You know, and at that point, it was over. I mean, it was over because he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as E.B. Hill said, who left the door open? He's lost his keys. You think about it. And so it looks like it may be over for you. Realize they're just ranting and raving. I mean, if you're following God, if you're humbling yourself before God, obviously not perfect. There's nobody perfect. But if you're humbling yourself before God, stand strong. No matter what they do to you, fear not the people that can only harm the body. Fear God who can harm the body and the soul, and that can go to hell. And so really stand for God. We're going to be in some times where we have to stand again. We got to study our forefathers and those that have gone before us that gave their lives for us to have this freedom, because we're going to have to stand again. We're going to have to study the Black Robe Brigade. And we understand that it was ministers who stood up for this nation when the British were coming and saying, the king was saying, you will not have freedom of religion, and you will not, you know, they wanted to do away with slavery, and the king was going, no, we're not going to do away with slavery. And the very first thing that happened when they signed the Constitution of the United States, about 5 or 6 or maybe 8 states immediately abolished slavery in America. I mean, things we don't even know about. We got to stand up for what's right. We got to stand up for what's right. And we're fixing the thing. The biggest thing that's going to happen in this day is that, you know, you're going to be accused of not being good, and you're supposed to go, duh.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello. That's the very fact that I say I'm a Christian says that I at one point I acknowledge the very thing that you just discovered.
Exactly.
You just discovered. Yeah. I'm like, hey, of course I'm not good. God's good. Mm-hmm. I came to the realization that you probably hadn't come to yet, if you're actually looking at people's goodness and measuring and stuff like that, is that you don't realize that the goodness is God. I came to the point that I realized that I cannot do this outside of a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all that's what we've all done. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the whole, you got to get this, because there's a good trap that will take you down and hold you down forever. And we have that available also on VFN TV, and it's called Who Are You Calling Good? Mm-hmm. You got to get this, because you're going to be accused of being good, and then they're going to point out, well, you're not good.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing that can happen to you is be accused of being bad, and see if they can point out the good things, and they point out the good things, and that's the God things in you.
Mm.
So I just want to encourage you. I'm going to encourage you this morning that it ain't over till God says it's over. That if he cared about Nineveh, if you'll study Nineveh, then he, and you can read that in the book of Jonah, he cared enough to force a minister to go there and preach to people he didn't even want to even repent.
Mm-hmm.
And God was doing this. He was involving Jonah in his plans, and they repented. If he cared about Nineveh and said it was a great city, God cares about America.
Yeah.
He cares about you as an American. He cares about the foundation of this country. And he's willing and always willing for us to stand up and say, listen, we are wrong. We've sinned against you. Everything, Lord, just change our DNA. Restructure us.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a great awakening. Help us to delete, control, alt, delete all the stuff that we create, these philosophies and traditions and all the stuff that we, men's religion versus God's relationship. And help us to begin again.
Help us
to begin again. I want to encourage you this morning. You may be facing a work situation where, you're seeing people laid off at your job, and maybe you experienced that yourself, or maybe you're in a relationship where you're following God, but your spouse is not refusing to follow God. Maybe your parents that have children that are in love with the world and your heart is broken because you're wanting them to follow God. Or maybe your children that have, and you love God and you're following God, but your parents aren't, Or maybe you're in a situation where, you're part of the 25 plus million that live in a fatherless home. And it seems like it's over for you because the enemy's convinced you because you hadn't had a father in your life that you're missing something. But I got news for you. God is father to the fatherless, and that he cares about you. Mm-hmm. And you're important to him. And you're going to begin to hear the cry of the Father's heart. And you're going to begin to be healed. If you'll go after God, Father God, he'll go after you, and you'll be totally healed in that area. Listen, I just want to encourage you. It is not over. It is not over until God says it's over. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.